Chapter 29. She tossed into his arms a quantity of wearing apparel, and adding, "Please take them upstairs for me, I am late," apostrophe rushed into the house. "Good heavens, what does that mean?" Apostrophe apostrophe said Ethelberta, holding her father's arm in her uneasiness. "That's the new lady's maid, just come in from an evening walk, that young scamp's sweetheart, if what you tell me is true. I don't yet know what her character is, but she runs neck and neck with time closer than any woman I ever met. She stays out at night like this till the last moment, and often throws off her dashing courting clothes in this way, as she runs down the steps, to save a journey to the top of the house to her room, before going to Mrs. Doncastle's, who is in fact at this minute waiting for her. Only look here." Apostrophe apostrophe Chickerel gathered up a hat decked with feathers and flowers, a parasol, and a light muslin train skirt, out of the pocket of the latter tumbling some long golden tresses of hair. "What an extraordinary woman," apostrophe said Ethelberta. "A perfect Cinderella. The idea of Joey getting desperate about a woman like that. No doubt as he has just come in from meeting him. Apostrophe apostrophe, no doubt a blockhead. That's his taste, is it? I'll soon see, if I can't cure his taste, if it inclines towards Mrs. Menlove. Apostrophe 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 Mrs. what? Apostrophe apostrophe Menlove, that's her name. She came about a fortnight ago. Apostrophe, and is that Menlove, what shall we do?" Apostrophe apostrophe exclaimed Ethelberta. "The idea of the boy singling out her, why it is ruin to him, to me, and to us all." Apostrophe apostrophe as he hastily explained to her father that Menlove had been Lady Peter Wynne's maid and her own at some time before the death of her mother-in-law, that as he had only stayed with them through a 3 months tour, because of her flightiness, and hence had learned nothing of Ethelberta's history, and probably had never thought at all about it. But nevertheless they were as well acquainted as a lady and her maid well could be in the time. Like all such doubtful characters, apostrophe continued Ethelberta, she was one of the cleverest and lightest-handed women we ever had about us. When she first came, my hair was getting quite weak, but by brushing it every day in a peculiar manner, and treating it as only she knew how, she brought it into splendid condition. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, this is the devil to pay, upon my life. Apostrophe apostrophe said Mr. Chickerel, with a miserable gaze at the bundle of clothes, and the general situation at the same time. Unfortunately for her friendship, I have snubbed her 2 or 3 times already, for I don't care about her manner. You know as he has a way of trading on a man's sense of honor till it puts him into an awkward position. She is perfectly well aware that, whatever scrape I find her out in, I shall not have the conscience to report her, because I am a man, and she is a defenseless woman, and so she takes advantage of one's feeling by making me, or either of the menservants, her bottle holder, as you see as he has done now. Apostrophe apostrophe, this is all simply dreadful, apostrophe said Ethelberta. Joey is shrewd and trustworthy. But in the hands of such a woman as that, I suppose she did not recognize me. Apostrophe apostrophe, there was no chance of that in the dark. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, I cannot do anything in it, apostrophe said she. I cannot manage Joey at all. Apostrophe apostrophe, I will see if I can, apostrophe said Mr. Chickerel. Courting at his age, indeed, what shall we hear next? Apostrophe apostrophe, Chickerel then accompanied his daughter along the street till an empty cab passed them, and putting her into it, he returned to the house again. 29. Ethelberta's dressing room. Mr. Doncastle's house. The dressing of Ethelberta for the dinner party was an undertaking into which Picotee threw her whole skill as tirewoman. Her energies were brisker that day than they had been at any time since the Julians first made preparations for departure from town, for a letter had come to her from Faith, telling of their arrival at the old cathedral city, which was found to suit their inclinations and habits infinitely better than London, and that she would like Piketty to visit them there someday. Piketty felt, and so probably felt the writer of the letter, that such a visit would not be very practicable just now, but it was a pleasant idea, and for fastening dreams upon was better than nothing. Such musings were encouraged also by Ethelberta's remarks as the dressing went on. "We will have a change soon," apostrophe she said. "We will go out of town for a few days. It will do good in many ways. I am getting so alarmed about the health of the children. Their faces are becoming so white, and thin and pinched, that an old acquaintance would hardly know them, and they were so plump when they came. You are looking as pale as a ghost, and I dare say I am too. A week or two at Nulcia will see us right. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh, how charming." Apostrophe apostrophe said Piketty gladly. Nulcia was a village on the coast, not very far from Melchester, the new home of Christopher. Not very far, that is to say, in the eye of a sweetheart. But seeing that there was, as the crow flies, a stretch of 35 miles between the two places, and that more than one-third the distance was without a railway, an elderly gentleman might have considered their situation somewhat remote from each other. "Why have you chosen Nulcia?" apostrophe apostrophe inquired Piketty. "Because of Aunt's letter from Rouen, have you seen it?" Apostrophe apostrophe, "I did not read it through." Apostrophe apostrophe, "She wants us to get a copy of the register of her baptism, and she is not absolutely certain which of the parishes in, and about Nulcia they were living in when she was born. Mother, being a year younger, cannot tell of course. First I thought of writing to the clergyman of each parish, but that would be troublesome, and might reveal the secret of my birth. But if we go down there for a few days, and take some lodgings, we shall be able to find out all about it at leisure. Gwendoline and Joey can attend to Mother, and the people downstairs, especially as Father will look in every evening until he goes out of town, to see if they are getting on properly. It will be such a weight off my soul, to slip away from acquaintances here. Apostrophe apostrophe, will it? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. At the same time I ought not to speak so, for they have been very kind. I wish we could go to Rouen afterwards." Aunt repeats her invitation as usual. "However, there is time enough to think of that." Apostrophe apostrophe, Ethelberta was dressed at last, and, beholding the lonely look of poor Piketty, when about to leave the room, she could not help having a sympathetic feeling that it was rather hard for her sister to be denied so small an enjoyment as a menial peep at a feast, when she herself was to sit down to it as guest. "If you still want to go and see the procession downstairs you may do so," apostrophe she said reluctantly, "provided that you take care of your tongue when you come in contact with Menlove, and adhere to Father's instructions as to how long you may stay. It may be in the highest degree unwise, but never mind, go." Apostrophe apostrophe, then Ethelberta departed for the scene of action, just at the hour of the sun's lowest decline, when it was fading away, yellow and mild as candlelight, and when upper windows facing northwest reflected to persons, in the street dissolving views of tawny cloud with brazen edges, the original picture of the same being hidden from sight by soiled walls and slaty slopes. Before entering the presence of host and hostess, Ethelberta contrived to exchange a few words with her father. "An excellent time, apostrophe," he whispered, full of paternal pride at the superb audacity of her situation here in relation to his. "About half of them are come. Apostrophe apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Ney? Apostrophe apostrophe, not yet. He's coming. Apostrophe apostrophe, Lord Mountclere? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. He came absurdly early, 10 minutes before anybody else, so that Mrs. D could hardly get on her bracelets and things soon enough to scramble downstairs and receive him, and he's as nervous as a boy. Keep up your spirits, dear, and don't mind me. Apostrophe, I will, Father. And let Piketty see me at dinner if you can. She is very anxious to look at me. She will be here directly. Apostrophe, and Ethelberta, having been announced, joined the chamber full of assembled guests, among whom for the present we lose sight of her. Meanwhile the evening outside the house was deepening in tone, and the lamps began to blink up. Her sister having departed, Piketty hastily arrayed herself in a little black jacket and chip hat, and tripped across the park to the same point. Chickerel had directed a maidservant known as Jane to receive his humbler daughter and make her comfortable, and that friendly person, who spoke as if he had known Piketty 25 years, took her to the housekeeper's room, where the visitor deposited her jacket and hat, and rested a while. A quick-eyed, light-haired, slight-built woman came in when Jane had gone. "Are you Miss Chickerel?" apostrophe she said to Piketty. "Yes," apostrophe said Piketty, guessing that this was Menlove, and fearing her a little. "Jane tells me that you have come to visit your father, and would like to look at the company going to dinner. Well, they are not much to see, you know, but such as they are you are welcome to the sight of. Come along with me." Apostrophe, "I think I would rather wait for father, if you will excuse me please." Apostrophe, "Your father is busy now. It is no use for you to think of saying anything to him." Apostrophe, Piketty followed her guide up a back staircase to the height of several flights, and then, crossing a landing, they descended to the upper part of the front stairs. "Now look over the balustrade, and you will see them all in a minute," apostrophe said Mrs. Menlove. "Oh, you need not be timid. You can look out as far as you like. We are all independent here. No slavery for us. It is not as it is in the country, where servants are considered to be of different blood and bone from their employers, and to have no eyes for anything but their work. Here they are coming." Apostrophe, Piketty then had the pleasure of looking down upon a series of human crowns, some black, some white, some strangely built upon, some smooth and shining, descending the staircase in disordered column and great discomfort, their owners trying to talk, but breaking off in the midst of syllables, to look to their footing. The young girl's eyes had not drooped over the handrail more than a few moments when she softly exclaimed, "There she is, there she is. How lovely she looks, does she not?" Apostrophe, "Who?" Apostrophe, said Mrs. Menlove. Piketty recollected herself, and hastily drew in her impulses. "My dear mistress," apostrophe she said blandly, "that is she on Mr. Doncastle's arm. And look, who is that funny old man the elderly lady is helping downstairs? Apostrophe, he is our honored guest, Lord Mountclere. Mrs. Doncastle will have him all through the dinner, and after that he will devote himself to Mrs. Petherwin, your mistress. He keeps looking towards her now, and no doubt thinks it a nuisance that she is not with him. Well, it is useless to stay here. Come a little further, we'll follow them." Apostrophe, Menlove began to lead the way downstairs, but Piketty held back. "Won't they see us?" Apostrophe, she said. "No. And if they do, it doesn't matter. Mrs. Doncastle would not object in the least to the daughter of her respected headman being accidentally seen in the hall." Apostrophe, they descended to the bottom and stood in the hall. "Oh, there's father." Apostrophe, whispered Piketty, with childlike gladness, as Chickerel became visible to her by the door. The butler nodded to his daughter, and became again engrossed in his duties. "I wish I could see her my mistress again," apostrophe said Piketty. "You seem mightily concerned about your mistress," apostrophe said Menlove. "Do you want to see if you have dressed her properly?" Apostrophe, "Yes. Partly, and I like her too. She is very kind to me." Apostrophe, "You will have a chance of seeing her soon. When the door is nicely open you can look in for a moment. I must leave you now for a few minutes, but I will come again." Apostrophe, Menlove departed, and Piketty stood waiting. She wondered how Ethelberta was getting on, and whether she enjoyed herself as much as it seemed her duty to do in such a superbly hospitable place. Piketty then turned her attention to the hall, every article of furniture there appearing worthy of scrutiny to her unaccustomed eyes. Here she walked and looked about for a long time till an excellent opportunity offered itself of seeing how affairs progressed in the dining room. Through the partly open door there became visible a sideboard which first attracted her attention by its richness. It was, indeed, a noticeable example of modern art workmanship, in being exceptionally large, with curious ebony moldings at different stages, and, while the heavy cupboard doors at the bottom were enriched with inlays of paler wood, other panels were decorated with tiles, as if the massive composition had been erected on the spot as part of the solid building. However, it was on a space higher up that Piketty's eyes and thoughts were fixed. In the great mirror above the middle ledge she could see reflected the upper part of the dining room, and this suggested to her that she might see Ethelberta and the other guests reflected in the same way, by standing on the chair, which, quick as thought, she did. To Piketty's dazed young vision her beautiful sister appeared as the chief figure of a glorious pleasure parliament of both sexes, surrounded by whole regiments of candles grouped here and there about the room. She and her companions were seated before a large flowered, or small hanging garden, fixed at about the level of the elbow, the attention of all being concentrated rather upon the uninteresting margin of the bed, and upon each other, than on the beautiful natural objects growing in the middle, as it seemed to Piketty. In the ripple of conversation Ethelberta's clear voice, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.